Remember Ukraine? There's a war in the eastern part of the country still. Started a couple of years ago, Crimea got annexed by Russia, and today fighters with the self-declared Donetsk People's Republic continue to battle Ukrainian soldiers. Ukraine wants Donetsk to remain with Ukraine, not go the way of Crimea, but Donetsk wants autonomy, and it's backed by Russia on that. Nick Schifrin reports from inside the Donetsk People's Republic about the return of the Soviet tradition of youth squads.
In the Donetsk People's Republic, training for war starts young. Teenage girls in Russian military uniforms spend Saturday afternoons in an empty school taking apart Russian Kalashnikovs. The average Russian soldier needs more than 10 seconds. 15-year-old Katerina, who declined to give her last name, needs 9 seconds.
You really enjoy this. What is it about this that you enjoy so much?
Since I was little, I preferred playing football with boys to playing with dolls. This is our history. We remember our history. We remember who we are.
Who they are today are young Ukrainians who want to separate from Ukraine and join Russia. Their history, according to their leader Sergei Fomchenko, is remembering Ukraine used to be Soviet and reviving the Soviet tradition of each city creating its own youth squad.
Since Soviet times, the military and patriotic education of school children was a priority to cultivate love of school, motherland, and city.
The war here started 2 years ago when hundreds of thousands of pro-European Ukrainians in the capital Kiev threw out the pro-Russian government. In response, pro-Russian residents in eastern Ukraine and Donetsk along the Russian border seized government buildings. Russian troops entered Donetsk and helped local fighters repel Ukrainian soldiers. And today, Donetsk is largely separate from Ukraine. Again, Sergei Fomchenko.
Ukraine split into two parts. We loved our city and our region and kept loving it. The whole eastern Ukraine is closer to Russia. That's how it's always been. Those who stayed here, they want to be part of Russia. I would like us to be part of Russia.
When the girls aren't training, they're proselytizing. They walk through the town square, passing out Donetsk military recruiting flyers to fighting-age males. In this case, anyone between 18 and 55. The girls are guarded by local police officers wearing Russian uniforms.
You're smiling. Why do handing out these flyers make you happy?
I can't serve. I'm too young, and we're not in a state of martial law now, so there's no mobilization of women. This is how I can make a contribution. First and foremost, a man defends his motherland, his home, his family, and only then comes all the rest.
But the more the region around Donetsk isolates itself from Ukraine, the more these teenagers' futures become uncertain. There are no working banks. The best salary in town is a soldier's, $225 a month. Katerina stops to hand flyers to 17-year-olds Vadim Bezy and Alexander Garaykin.
You guys are almost done with high school. What are your job prospects once you graduate?
Right now, there's no prospects here.
The best option in terms of opportunities is to go abroad, for example, to America or England, and find companies there.
But that's impossible because they're physically stuck. Because of checkpoints, they can't leave Donetsk to get Ukrainian passports, and their Donetsk IDs allow access only to Russia. None of that matters to Katerina. Ukraine and Russia might have agreed Donetsk should eventually reintegrate into Ukraine, but she and almost everyone here rejects that because of what this war has forced them to see.
Would you ever be willing to go back to Ukraine?
I don't know. After what I've lived through and what my family lived through, I don't think so. There was a shell in my apartment block. Everything was blown up. We were running away with my whole family. When someone you know gets injured or killed, it's very hard to keep going. When you just saw him and 2 minutes later you're told he's no longer there, it's very hard.
Sometimes it's hard to remember these girls are teenage girls. One of them holds up a flag with their logo, a red stiletto, over an AK-47. They may giggle, but these days they identify more with the firearm than the footwear. For the world, Nick Schifrin, Donetsk.
Nick's stories from Ukraine are supported by a grant from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.